And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Today is a great day to let your teachers know just how much you appreciate them. It is National Teacher Day. As part of a larger effort to recognize all that teachers do, a lot of places are offering teachers freebies today. Several chain restaurants like Chipotle, Einstein Bagels, offering deals to educators. Some bookstores like Barnes & Noble and some supply stores, like Costco, even offering deals. The National Education Association reports that on average, teachers work over 52 hours a week, with 30 hours spent on instruction and 22 hours devoted to lesson prep and grading. I can only imagine how many hours spent scolding my children alone. The Royals going to open a three-game series tonight in Baltimore after having yesterday off. Left-hander Danny Duffy gets the start. Royals are 11-23, O's just 8-26. Netflix, killing our romantic lives. New research suggests many couples now get into bed and watch shows on their iPads instead of doing anything else between the sheets. The study by Lancaster University reveals that the busiest hour for internet use is now between 10 and 11 p.m., driven by those watching streaming services. The research suggests a warning from supports a warning from another study, which said couples are less interested in being romantic because they're watching more TV in bed. And an Indiana man was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated on Saturday, but he was not behind the wheel of a car. Officers pulled over 46-year-old Barry Ridge while he was driving a red lawnmower. The Franklin Police Department received a complaint just after 5 from somebody upset that Ridge had driven onto their yard and started mowing the grass. Ridge then headed down the road towards Franklin. Officers said Ridge's eyes appeared glassy, failed a breathalyzer test, which found his blood alcohol level at 0.189. It's not the first time Ridge was arrested for driving a lawnmower while drunk. He was just arrested in a Kroger parking lot for operating the mower while intoxicated and causing a disturbance back on April 8th. His lawn tractor has been impounded.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's Impossible Question Time.
The average American experiences more than 1,200 stressful events a year. What is the number one way we deal with stress? Your guess is at 576-7102.
Should bring some insight into people here. Let's start in Green Valley with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. How are we dealing with stress?
I'm going to say eating.
That's my number one go-to, but that's not the right answer in this survey.
All right.
All right, Blue Springs, here's Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
What do you think, Emily?
Is it drinking?
It's not drinking, although I assume that would be a popular one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Belton, here's Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are we dealing with stress?
I think people like to sleep.
Sleep it
off. Oh, yeah.
Wake up and it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
is not the right answer in this survey.
Oh, thanks for the try.
All right, thank you for the try, Joe. Appreciate that. Man, the other day I went home, I was so mad, and I just fell asleep.
That's it.
That's what a great thing to do.
I feel like that's the man way. Maybe that's more common for you. Because
sleep it off.
There's no way I could sleep. If I'm mad, I'm stressed out, I'm freaking out, that I'm either not eating anything at all, depending on the type of stress.
Right.
You're either not eating because you can't, or you're eating all the things. I need all the things. I'm going to need some chips and guac.
It's some combination thereof. Maybe you eat and drink and then sleep. You know, you put it all together.
Or I call that Tuesday.
All right, we've got more calls here. 816-576-7102. Let's take one, and we'll do a song. If we don't get a correct answer, we'll go to Topeka here. And it looks like Casey is standing by. Good morning, Casey.
Hi.
Hi there. What are we doing to get rid of stress?
Shop.
Oh, I love to shop. Not the right answer here, though.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Casey. Thank you much. Casey K, here's Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
What are we doing to get rid of stress?
Exercise.
Not exercise.
Oh,
man. Oh my goodness.
Nope.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What is the number one way that we deal with stress? We're trying to give away these tickets to see Femmes of Rock gonna be at Ameristar June 9th. How are we dealing with the stress?
Stacy is at work like us this morning. Hello, Stacy.
Hi. Is it meditate?
Meditating, no. Not it.
Okay, thanks.
Proving to be impossible. Kelly in Effingham. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi. I'm going to guess, is it biting your fingernails?
No. Not the old.
Also guilty of that.
All right, thank you.
Also because I get hungry.
Right.
You know?
You're combining and desperate.
Oak Grove, here's Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, I think it's having sex.
Ooh, no, that's not it.
Man, if I could talk more people into getting stressed, then.
Honey, I'm super stressed out.
I want to relieve some stress. Let's see. Oh, no, Amanda hung up there. All right, we can screen some more in. 816-576-7102. All good answers, but nothing right so far.
They say the average American experiences 1,205 stressful events a year. That sounds like a lot. Are we that stressed out as people?
I think we are. I think
good
we must be.
Good night.
Right. Let's go to KC here. Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
How are we getting rid of stress?
Is it cleaning?
Not cleaning.
All right. Well, thank you.
No, thank you. Even in stress, that was the last thing I would think of doing. All right. Here's Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good.
All right. Stress. How are we getting rid of it?
Smoking.
Not smoking. No.
Oh. All right.
All right. Time
thank
for
you.
A hint.
Okay.
It's something you're doing with us here this morning while listening to the morning show.
Okay.
You were doing this. Perhaps we're helping to relieve some of your stress with this morning.
All right. Independence. Here's Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
I just want to have to say smoking, so I'm not sure what it is now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Wasn't smoking.
Okay. Nikki, we'll give you a try. Hello, Nikki.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. How are we getting rid of stress?
How about cussing?
Drop a big old F-bomb to get rid of some stress. Not it.
Yep.
No.
That's for the biggies. No. What is it? This is going to drive us crazy.
I know, right?
Right. I thought everybody was being a little too healthy with their answer, so I just
right.
went the other way.
Smart thinking. I like that. No, this
all right,
is
thanks.
Something we're all doing this morning as a part of the morning show.
All right. David and Olathe. Good morning, David. Help us out.
How about listen to music?
Yes!
Oh, finally,
it
huh?
It is listening to music. What is your go-to music? If you're really stressed out, what are you going to listen to?
Probably a little Group Love.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I would probably go super heavy, loud, crazy, something that I can turn up just crazy loud.
Right.
You got it. Finally, you are going to go see Femmes of Rock. That show going to be at Ameristar June 9th. These girls are amazing. Playing the music of the Eagles, the Beatles, Metallica, Pink Floyd. You've got tickets. Hang on the line. Joey will get you all hooked
they
up.
They look amazing, too.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, Group Love gets him unstressed. I like that.
I would go something just ridiculously heavy.
Like your workout playlist?
Yes.
That we always make fun of you for?
I'd go with some System of a Down. Some Rage Against the Machine.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You know, some radio stations are giving you the chance to win $1,000. That's real cute.
That's cute. Because those people don't even live in KC.
That's super cute. We're giving you the chance to play for $102,000. Ask Jamie from Independence how real that was last year. Your chance to become a finalist happens between 7 and 8 this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Van Halen drummer Alex Van Halen is 65. From Little House on the Prairie, actress Melissa Gilbert is 54 today. And Latin pop singer Enrique Iglesias is 43. Two more couples out of the running for the Mirrorball Trophy on this season of Dancing with the Stars. Athletes in the bottom three last night, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Man, he has never looked taller than he does on that show, standing next to those tiny little girl dancers like the figure skaters.
I know, right?
Ginormous! Also, American loser Chris Masner, and then the Notre Dame basketball player, Enrique, I don't even want to attempt her last name because I will mangle it. But only one of those three made it through to the next round. The other two were sent home.
Okay, let's see.
This is the couple who's safe.
Here comes the dramatic music for 20 seconds before they announce the names.
Chris and Whitney.
Ooh, Chris and Whitney safe. The other two out. No more Kareem. Six couples.
Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Gone.
Ever been in the cockpit? My dad says you never hustle back on defense.
Oh, the greatest movie ever. Six couples now remain in that competition. 71st Cannes Film Festival opens today. Hollywood stars, movie studio heavyweights, and film buffs who can afford the airfare and the price of admission are filling the resort town on the French Riviera. Films in the running for honors this year include Spike Lee's Black KKK Klansman, the true story of a black Colorado Springs police detective who went undercover in the Ku Klux Klan. One high-profile screening is Solo, a Star Wars story, which opens in the U.S. on May 25th. And Maroon 5 getting ready to head out on tour, and singer Adam Levine stopped by The Ellen Show where he said he is taking the whole family out on the road.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I've always thought of tour, you know, we're in our bunks and it's a bunch of dudes hanging out with each other and it's like sleepaway camp and that's going to turn into a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to like figure that out. I've never even thought about that. So we'll probably have to have kind of like a family bus or something. It's going to be strange. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Touring with the kids will be fun because it'll be an amazing experience for them. They get to see the world.
Maroon 5 plays Sprint Center September 11th. A couple of concert announcements coming later today here on KC1021. Make sure you're listening to Jackie Lucky today between 10 and 3 for those.
Big stuff there.
That's your...
I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The University of Florida is apologizing for the actions of an aggressive usher at one of the school's commencement ceremonies Saturday. Several African-American students were observing a long-held tradition among black fraternities of dancing across the stage as they celebrated while getting their diplomas. But then a faculty member started yanking the graduates off the stage, and video of the aggressive behavior went viral. The University of Florida president later apologized.
We inappropriately physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
I just watched the video, and I'm telling you, these kids, nobody's doing anything ridiculous. They're not taking, they're going across the stage, and they're dancing as they're doing it. And this guy comes over and is, like, kind of yanking them, bear hugging them and pulling them off the stage.
Yeah, really hustles them, yeah.
Sir, I just paid $50 quadrillion and worked my ace off to go to this school. I'm going to dance across the stage.
That's the whole John Mulaney comedy special I'm just watching right now. There's a whole thing about college. Joey and I were talking about it yesterday. I paid you $120,000.
Seriously, let me dance for 4 seconds while I get my diploma. Americans are becoming more comfortable with owning an electric car. A new survey by AAA finds about 20% of Americans think their next car will be electric. That's a 5% jump from just last year. That number's been boosted by an increasing number of charging stations. Most people would still like to see charging times get shorter.
Next, we'll have electric houses with electric lights.
Oh, crazy. Authorities say a couple in Ohio was recently startled to find a stranger in their apartment who had helped himself to some of their leftover Easter candy, then fell asleep on the couch. Rittman police say the 36-year-old man climbed through an unlocked window, got his little sugar fix, and then fell asleep overnight Friday in the couple's living room.
Gary Coleman.
Nope. Male resident of the home then called 911 about 6 a.m. to report that, quote, some random guy was in the apartment and wouldn't wake up.
Justin Bieber.
The man did eventually leave. He was arrested nearby. Police officers found prescription medication and 2 knives on him. Suspect is now being charged with aggravated burglary. Rittman, Ohio, about 45 minutes south of downtown Cleveland.
Donald Trump.
Want to play for $102,000? Here's your chance.
Real Kansas City winners. Never a national contest.
Be caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102K.
Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. You're caller 12, so you do a little even better now.
Absolutely.
All right, let's say you end up with $102,000. What are the first couple of things you're going to do with that money?
Well, I just moved to Kansas City, so it's going to help me buy a house.
Oh, where'd you come from?
South Carolina.
Oh, welcome to KC.
Thank you. I love it here.
Not bad.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, what are you doing today? You at work?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, excellent. We're going to put you on hold. Joey's going to get the info, and we'll have you come play for the chance of the 102 grand, okay?
Right. You guys enjoy your day.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.
Your next shot happens between 9 and 10 this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Just after 7 on Tuesdays, we like to open up the vent line, your chance to just let out those first world problems, get the stress out. Tell us what's going on in your world. What do you have to complain about? Nothing's too big, nothing's too small. You can call or text 816-576-7102.
So this morning, your impossible question was actually about getting stress out.
Yes, the number one way they say that we deal with stress is by listening to music. So we're helpful. See? Mm-hmm. Helping.
That's right. The vent line, I think, a close second.
816-576-7102.
We've been collecting these, too. So shall we check and see who we have here? Then you guys can join up on the phone or the text line there. Let's go to line 7. Hey, what do you want to vent about?
My mother has the most expensive taste in everything. In shoes, in clothes, in cars, in handbags. She will only buy something if it has a big designer label on it. And what this means for me is that it's very hard for me to get her a present because she only likes super expensive stuff. So it's really hard to keep up with her impossible taste in gifts and clothes and everything. And I can't keep spending this much money on her, even though she's my mom and I love her.
I'm with you because, right now with Mother's Day, by the way, which is this Sunday, everybody.
Right.
I tend to get my mom flowers. She loves having flowers delivered to her. So hopefully she's not listening right in this moment. But I go to order flowers, and every time I get the little deal, hey, 20% off if you have these delivered. Mm-hmm. Use this promo code and you can get $19.99, right? And then they add on the shipping and handling and the delivery fee, and pretty soon I'm spending $67 to send my mom like six half alive roses.
Right.
That may or may not arrive on time. So expensive.
And does she even like flowers? I mean, like,
no,
Danielle doesn't even like flowers.
Yeah, no,
you know, so
everybody in my family, we're big into, mm-hmm. we love getting flowers. So
gotcha.
That's why I do it for her. But man, that's expensive when they add on the shipping. It's crazy.
But it would be one thing if she says, I only like these certain, you know, rose silk flowers from Japan that are $300 a bushel that look like dandelions. Then you're like, oh, well.
I'm going to be like, yeah, maybe you send me some money and I'll
get
send
this tulip out of my yard. How about that?
How about you want the 400,000 dandelions that are beautifying my yard currently?
Yeah, I want to vent that, by the way, we've got a whole yard full of dandelions because we're the only yard in the neighborhood apparently who doesn't have somebody come in and do it for them.
Yep.
Because, hello, money.
I know.
And so I put this stuff down. I spent last week, I did all the stuff on the bag. I watered it in. I actually watered my yard for the first time ever that I put water on a piece of grass.
Yep.
And I put the seed down, and today I think it actually doubled the amount of dandelions.
I know.
I think it did the exact opposite of what the bag said.
From the text line, I'm a teacher trying to survive until the end of the school year. I had seniors in high school plagiarize their final, and now they won't graduate because of their choices. Ugh. Yikes. Kids.
That's a tough spot to be in.
That's on both sides. Kids, hey, don't be dumb.
Yeah.
And teachers, you work so hard. You invest all your time. And today is National Teacher Day, too, by the way. We should all be bringing them presents, which I forgot until
this
morning.
But nothing too expensive, I guess, right?
It's,
all right, look, we've got more people lined up here. 816-576-7102. Get your vent in by text or phone. And more is coming up here after Sia's Cheap Thrills. Come on, Cheap Mom.
Come on, turn the radio on.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We open up the vent line for Tuesday morning, the 8th of May. Life is a soap opera.
816-576-7102. You can text or call from the text line. People who use their blinkers and forget to turn them off. Ugh! Also, I have to vent about the people who decide to just hack accounts for no reason other than to just make life a living hell for that person. I recently had to go and change all my passwords for everything, and that just irritated me, and I was very stressed out for quite some time. Yeah, that would suck.
Well, how about every other month when you get that letter from your bank that says, well, your account, your credit card may have been compromised. Here's a new one. Set a new PIN.
Yep.
Good luck remembering that, huh? Go to the phone, 816-576-7102. The line to call is the same one you can text as well. And Pam, you're in Lenexa. You've got a vent about Mother's Day as well. Hello, Pam.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Mine isn't a rant, just a comment that is a mother to me. Something that is free is spending time with me.
Yes.
Need that more than flowers or a expensive gift, and the next best thing is just a card. just a bit of advice from a seasoned mother.
Yes, that's fantastic. The best gift I ever got from my kids was in preschool. Their teacher had them fill out like a little questionnaire that said, my mom's favorite food is, my mom's favorite TV show is. And I love their little three-year-old answers that, like, apparently my favorite food is salad, which may or may not be accurate. They were completely accurate when they said my favorite TV shows were, quote, mom shows and house shows.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Always watching House Hunters. So,
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Happy Mother's Day, Pam. That's great.
Free gifts. Give me a nap for Mother's Day. That's what I would love.
Oh, yeah, right.
Give
that's
me
a good one.
3 hours in the house by myself.
Right.
It'd be amazing.
With nobody going, mom, 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 mommy, mommy.
Just stop.
All right, let's go to the phone here with Joe in KC. Joe, good morning. The Vent Line, do you have one this morning?
Yes. You know, I see cars with bumper stickers or these stickers that hang says baby on board. You know, and when I look in, there's some other texting. What is baby on board for when you put your baby at risk?
Right, you know? Right. They have the baby on board sign and they text.
It just makes me mad. You put for people to see that you got a baby on board to be careful around you or whatever, keep your distance. But yeah, you put your baby in danger.
Mm-hmm.
You should have said.
That's a good point, Joe. Hey man, thank you for the call. That's
the other day I saw a car. There had to be 3 kids in the back, all little, no car seats, nothing.
Oh really?
Nothing.
Going 1960 style down the road there.
I mean, granted, our parents did it all the time. Sure, get in the back of the station wagon, but I don't know that you can do that.
Jump from the middle seat to the back, to the front, to the back, to the middle.
2018's a little different.
People
driving
there.
Slow in the fast lane. I see you, text line. I get your vent. Yep. Oh, vent line. People tell me that I look tired. First of all, I'm aware of what I look like. Second, I have a toddler. That is just my face now. I don't need you to bring it to my attention. Yes, we get it.
Oh, it's resting mom face.
That's exactly right, and there's nothing we can do. That's just it.
All right, 816-576-7102. More of the Vince coming up here. Here's what you need, some red wine for Mother's Day.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Our nephew graduated over the weekend, or he had his graduation party, Keegan.
High school or college?
Green Valley High School.
Ah, nice.
So we got to go to that. Made a little slideshow for him and everything.
Yep.
A lot of fun.
I've got a cousin. I just got the invitation. She's graduating from Liberty High School.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The invitations now, so fancy. Everybody's got these beautiful pictures and everything's so expensive and nice. I feel like we just printed stuff off the printer at home. Like, hey, she's done. Be there. Party afterwards.
We had we printed, what was that label maker on the when you had the Max in like eighth grade?
Yes.
You had the Apple Writer 2E.
That's right.
It was awesome. That was sweet. Let's see, we have a call here on line 6. Hey there, good morning, the show.
Good morning, how are you, Truda?
Hey, doing well, how about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. My son is graduating from Shawnee Mission West.
Okay.
Next week, and I didn't know if y'all were doing anything special as far as, you know, reading out their names or...
Well, you know, Truda's got a giant megaphone, and he loves to do shout-outs on his big old megaphone.
Okay.
That's right. Everything sounds better through a megaphone. So what is your son's name? And he's graduating from Shawnee Mission West. He's a Viking, huh?
Yes, he is.
Awesome. All right. Well, here we go.
Jesse Harold. Happy graduation. Congratulations from Shawnee Mission West.
Just don't go to the University of Florida and dance your way across the stage or you will be physically removed.
Did anything weird happen to your guys' graduations? Did anybody do anything stupid?
No. As a class, we were so stupid because our graduation was on a Sunday and... Everybody had state track and state tennis the next day. So we were like, normally you have a big, huge graduation party with the whole class, right?
Yeah.
But they were like,
yeah.
Hey, we can't do it Sunday night because we all have these state tournaments the next day. So let's do the party the night before. Mm-hmm. So we have this ridiculous, giant party the night before graduation. So we all show up. Maybe some of us did activities you were not supposed to do at that
right?
age. So perhaps there was some drinking. So everybody's exhausted, hungover. We are just a hot mess, just trying to get through this burning hot ceremony in a place that did not have air conditioning. And it was awful. Completely. Like,
yeah.
And you know I'm a crier. Not one tear that day. I'm just like, get me out of here. Let's go.
You had no tears to cry.
No. It was hot.
If they were, it'd be Natty Light.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, great. He's going to call in
again.
I know.
No.
Yes. We love it when Jen's dad calls.
By the way,
Joe,
don't do that.
Did yours class do anything stupid?
I have nothing to top Jen. I was in the I want to get out of here thing. That's why I skipped my college graduation.
Oh, didn't even go?
Oh, really?
I just didn't have the interest in going.
But after all that time and all that money, then you think that the walking the stage was going to put it to rest?
I didn't need a fake piece of paper. I had to take one class in the summer, so.
They do give you a fake piece of paper. You don't get the real diploma until later, so
oh, sure.
You're totally right. And where did you graduate college?
Central Missouri.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very good. Nice.
Missed your chance to dance across the stage.
Yeah. Oh, well, drat.
Well, congrats to all of our graduates out there. And I actually could think that Throwback Throwdown this week, my song is going to be graduation themed.
Uh-huh.
So, a little hint for you.
May go for that on Thursday.
Yep.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today is National Teacher Day. Several chain restaurants like Chipotle and Einstein Bagels offering deals to educators. Some bookstores like Barnes & Noble and even some warehouse stores like Costco are offering deals for teachers. The National Education Association reports that on average, teachers work more than 52 hours a week, with 30 hours spent on instruction and 22 hours devoted to lesson prep and grading. The average annual base salary for a full-time public school teacher is just over $53,000. I come from an entire family of teachers. Not a single one of them is close to that amount of money. So I'm not sure where teachers are making that much money, but it ain't here.
I'm sorry, one more time. What was
the average? They said $53,000.
What?
Yeah, no. I know teachers in Chicago. I know teachers here. None of them anywhere close to that.
Yeah, the thing that resonates still from that, the whole Michelle Wolf comedy thing at the correspondence dinner where she says, so Trump wants to give everybody all the teachers guns. That's great. They can sell them for things they actually need, like supplies.
Yes. Can someone just get them?
Still a great joke.
Pencils and crayons. There you go. Your crayons, Shaylee.
Stuff you actually need for the classroom. They got to buy that themselves.
Yep. Our teacher just sent out another request last week saying, I know it's the end of the year, but we have no crayons, no pencils, no paper. Can you please send some?
No,
sure.
What?
Crayons, I said it for you.
Oh,
crayons, that was
for you. Do
you
guys still have to give Kleenex boxes? We always had to do that at the beginning of the year.
Yep, no, we do
it
all.
Send us a Kleenex box for when your kid gets a snotty nose.
Yep. Royals going to open a 3-game series tonight in Baltimore after having yesterday off. Left-hander Danny Duffy gets a start. Royals are 11-3. The O's are just 8-26.
Duff can enjoy the crab cakes up in Baltimore, he told us as well.
That's right. Netflix is killing our romantic lives. New research suggesting many couples now get into bed and watch shows on their iPads instead of doing anything else between the sheets. The study by Lancaster University reveals that the busiest hour for internet use is now between 10 and 11 p.m., driven by those watching streaming services. That research supports a warning from another study which said couples are less interested in being romantic because they're busy watching TV in bed.
What about Netflix and chill?
42 years old. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm chilling by myself watching Netflix.
Wait, what?
I'm chilling by myself watching Netflix.
Uh-huh.
That's about as good as it gets.
Just hanging out, watching some comedians in cars getting coffee.
That's right. Me and John Mulaney comedy special.
Well, this
together
got weird.
In my room.
An Indiana man was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated on Saturday. That's not unusual. But he wasn't behind the wheel of a car. Officers pulled over 46-year-old Barry Ridge while he was driving a red lawnmower. The Franklin Police Department received a complaint just after 5 from someone upset that Ridge had driven onto their yard and started mowing the grass. Ridge then headed down.
Why would they be upset with that?
Please come over. Officers said the man's eyes appeared glassy. He failed a breathalyzer test. In fact, his blood alcohol level was 0.189. And it's not the first time he was arrested for driving his lawnmower while drunk. He was also just arrested in a Kroger parking lot for operating the mower while intoxicated and causing a disturbance. That happened in early April. His lawn tractor has been impounded.
Oh, man. Drunk or sober, if you want to come mow my lawn,
whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, make circles, do a square. I don't care what you do. Just get that grass cut.
Yeah. any good dandelion recipes, too, I'll take those.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
James Taylor going to be here in 2 weeks. You want to see him May 22nd at Sprint Center. We've got your tickets every morning this week at 8:20. Playing a round of Trick or Trending to win those tickets right now.
All right, let's start with Jessica in Kansas City. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica, the way we play this, I'm going to read three headlines. Two of these are actually trending. One is the fake. You tell us the fake, okay?
All right.
Number one, Ohio man breaks into house, eats Easter candy, falls asleep on couple's couch. Number two,
okay.
Paris Art Museum holds a special viewing event just for nudists. And number three, new video gone viral. Puppies go grocery shopping and use coupons.
Oh.
One of those is fake. Is it the Ohio man, the Paris Art Museum, or the video gone viral?
I want it to be the video gone viral. I don't want it to be the video going viral, but I think that's the one that's fake.
Yes, and I wish it was real, too.
I know.
They didn't use the coupon?
Making a little Target run? Oh, or using, no. You know,
did he use the cartwheel app?
Thinking about it makes my heart want to explode.
Right? Pulling out a little red card.
Could save 5% off their first purchase. I mean, come on.
The good news is you did get it, so you're in the running for the tickets. Hang on the line, Jessica.
All right. Man, puppies need to learn how to use coupons. Can we do that next?
For real?
At least save me some money, pup.
Shaylee, get Randa and we'll train him.
Oh, my God. She's so lazy. She's not going to do it.
Megan's in Blue Springs. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right, Megan, you tell me the fake. Today, May 8th, is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. Today, May 8th, is National Teacher Day. Or today is No Socks Day. Two of those are actually real. One is fake.
Oh, my Lord. What was the first one again?
Put a Pillow on Your Refrigerator Day.
Oh, that's the fake one.
You're right. It is fake, but that's a real day. It's not until May 29th. But
you're kidding.
No, it's a real day, and I looked it up. I'm like, what does that even mean, put a pillow on your fridge? Apparently, that's supposed to bring you luck. What?
It is?
I don't know if it's a feng shui kind of thing, but you're supposed to put a pillow on your fridge.
Please put a pillow over your spouse's face then.
That's a completely different
day. Oh, gotcha.
Day.
Okay.
All right, Megan's in the running for the tickets, too.
We'll let Danielle know.
No, please.
Shall we get Danielle on the phone immediately?
They don't listen to the radio, so. All right, it's between Megan and Jessica.
All right, putting the names in a bucket. This morning is Jessica. Congratulations, you're going to be at Sprint Center May 22nd seeing sweet baby James Taylor.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Enjoy the show. Any extra tickets for that, Shaylee? I had 47 friends, I'm telling you. Like, I'm not even exaggerating, that want tickets for that.
Well, I know Brian asked, and Joey asked, and I had asked. So, I mean, there's only three pair that we
did
had.
I?
So, you did.
Can I have your pair, please? In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
I'm sure it's a great show. I'm sure it is.
You don't
want to
go?
I love James Taylor. I do. Oh. But I, you know, it's like I can't listen to one genre of music in a row. I have to mix it up.
You were out after Bonnie Raitt said she wasn't coming?
Yes, right. I mean, that's why our station's perfect. I can get a little rock, I can get a little pop, I can get a little this, a little that.
A little Savage Garden.
This is how I listen, right.
Heavy metal.
A little Savage Garden, a little System of a Down. Maybe some Buck Cherry, I don't know.
Luke Bryan, we end him.
More of those James Taylor tickets. Every morning this week at 8:20.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Maybe you guys don't realize, but the Truda Family Simon record of 12, I obliterated that the other day. I got 23 on Simon.
This is where it blinks red and then you have to follow with red.
That's right.
Red, blue,
you know, the red, blue, red, blue, green, yellow.
The thing blue, that we green, played when we were like seven?
Two yellows. Yes.
You're up to 23 here.
I got 23 the other day. I shattered the family record.
The amount of pride that you showed for that about 7 minutes ago in here was really astounding and disturbing on a couple of levels.
Well, I mean, how much can you guys get? Maybe we should have a show Simon tournament, huh?
Did you get a trophy or like a championship belt for winning this?
It is just a point of pride, I think.
He walks around the house at night in a cape with a giant crown on his head.
Look, all heroes don't wear capes.
That's right.
But they can do Simon sometimes, so there you go.
Good for you. Good. Super proud.
I haven't heard of anybody that's gotten more.
Because we haven't played it in 15 years.
It's Tuesday, the 8th of May. Casey, what did you want at the show?
Celebrating birthdays today. Van Halen drummer Alex Van Halen is 65. From Little House on the Prairie, actress Melissa Gilbert turns 54. And Latin pop singer Enrique Iglesias is 43. Two more couples out of the running for the Mirror Ball Trophy on this season of Dancing with the Stars athletes. In the bottom three last night, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who, by the way, looks ginormous. I mean, I know he's obviously tall, but when you put him next to the tiny little figure skaters, you're like, good night.
Right, or that Adam Rippon.
Right.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So in the bottom three last night, you had Kareem, and then you had American loser Chris Master, and then the Notre Dame basketball player, Enrique, I can't even attempt to say her last name, but only one made it through to the next round. The other two were sent home.
This is the couple who's safe.
Here comes dramatic music. Uh-huh. I got 23 on Simon, so you
Chris and Whitney.
Oh, so loser Chris is safe. Kareem goes home. The basketball player goes home. Six couples now remain in the competition. The 71st Cannes Film Festival opens today. Hollywood stars, movie studio heavyweights, and film buffs who can afford the trip, filling in that resort town on the French Riviera. Several films in the running for honors this year. Spike Lee's got one in there. It's the true story of a black Colorado Springs police detective who went undercover in the Ku Klux Klan. And one high-profile screening is Solo, a Star Wars story. That's going to open in the U.S. on May 25th. And Maroon 5 is heading out on tour, and singer Adam Levine stopped by The Ellen Show, where he said he has taken his whole family out on the road.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is I've always thought of tour, you know, we're in our bunks and it's a bunch of dudes hanging out with each other and it's like sleepaway camp and that's going to turn into a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to like figure that out. I've never even thought about that. So we'll probably have to have kind of like a family bus or something. It's going to be strange. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Touring with the kids will be fun because it'll be an amazing experience for them. They get to see the world.
Maroon 5 is going to play Sprint Center September 11th.
What kind of life would that be? Can you imagine for 1 second going on tour?
I love seeing all the pictures of Pink's kids because Pink actually sets up like they've got a little playhouse area.
It's always a little play area that's always the same every single place.
Yeah.
So it's kind of some kind of normalcy for them.
Okay.
And I love the picture, I think it was just last week, of Pink's little girl wearing headphones. She's at the show.
Yes.
Like in the audience, dead asleep. Just completely.
Mom's not impressive.
And I'm telling you, that is one of the greatest concerts you will ever go to.
Uh-huh.
It's nonstop flying action and music and sets and costume changes. Her girl is dead knocked out, asleep.
Well, you've seen one, you've seen them all, right?
That's right. We do have a couple of concert announcements coming today. Jackie Lucky will make those during the midday today.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Visit KC says the sign that Kansas City accepts 25 million visitors here in a way that would be a little sore is actually Photoshopped. That's a fake. It's going around Facebook. Have you seen that?
I saw it all over social media yesterday, and I'm like, there's no way that sign made a production with that word on it. It did. That's got to be fake.
Right?
And yes, it has in fact proven to be fake.
Luckily.
Yes.
What I do like and enjoy, though, are all the people who are commenting on this who are not from this area.
Right.
And they're going, oh, Kansas, you're so funny, because they don't know that Kansas City is not in Kansas, at least not that one.
Right. I know. It's all right. They'll figure it out someday.
Maybe.
$102,000 in May. You're shot at $102,000. You want to play for it? We'll make you a finalist right now.
Real Kansas City winners. Never a national contest.
Be caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102,000.
Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there. You are caller 12.
Yay. Thank you.
Instant finalist with a chance to play for $102,000.
That would be nice.
Yes. Last year, Jamie from Independence used it to help pay off her mortgage. What do you think you might do with that money?
I would probably just take my family on a nice trip somewhere.
Ooh, that would be a very nice trip. $102,000.
Yeah.
Go around the world a few times, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations. You're in the running.
Thank you.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.